There's not much better than the Triple M Rush Hour podcast. Better your bet with Tab Touch. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help on 1800 858 858.
From Roebuck Bay to the Roe Highway, got my ice mocha from Dome Cafe, the Super Pizza Floriette, Inaloo, Wanneroo and Esperance too, across Albany and the Gloucester Tree.
The Rush Hour with Andrew Embley.
From the greatest city in the world and across the mighty state of WA, it's time for Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley.
Not sure what it is, but I always seem to have a bigger smile on my face when it gets to Friday. It's been a long week. It's been a bit wet.
Yes.
But this weekend is nearly upon us, Danny.
Oh, I have to agree. And do you know what? I never really eat chocolate at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I just went up to the vending machine and I smashed a Kit Kat, so I'm not sure what's going to come out of my mouth this afternoon. It could be a loose show.
Do you reckon there's anyone out there that actually says, nah, listen, I'm more of a Monday man. You know, Friday's not for me. I prefer to, you know, to start the week and get into it.
I don't know. I don't reckon there is, but it could be the one weirdo.
Maybe someone that's won Powerball in the last sort of 10 years goes, you know what, it doesn't matter what day it is because I'm not going to work. Now, this time yesterday, there was a massive party going on in here. I'd never seen so many people in this building at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
I turn around today. No one's here.
I know. We've all chucked a sickie.
Yes.
We're here holding the fort, Embers.
Absolutely. Don't worry about the rush hour and the rush hour family. Hopefully you've had a good week and you're preparing for a great weekend. Now, yesterday, Danny, we spoke about Embers' favourite beer coming back to Perth, of course.
Very passionately
and
as well.
Not any old beer. Swan Draft. It was first made here in 1857. And in 2013, Lion Nathan took our Swan Draft over to South Australia where it has been produced, right? And guess what? It's coming back to Perth. Now, we got a phone call yesterday, our producer, from a lovely lady called Janine. And Janine told us that there was this unbelievable pint deal that was selling Swan Draft in Morley.
There is a really, very good pub in Morley. They do pints of Swanee D for $5.50. We're actually going on a pub crawl to refamiliarise ourselves with quite a few places in Perth tomorrow, and it's on top of our list. It is called the Russell Inn in Russell Street in Morley.
Russell Inn.
$5.50 pints.
That's honestly the price of a coffee,
that
isn't it these days, really?
Absolute bargain. And we thought, you know what, it's Friday and the people of Perth, and you know, you've got lovely spots that you want to go to. I've got a few spots, but with kids, it's hard to actually get around to all these spots. And I've got friends that always say, you got to go here to, you know, this place.
Yeah.
You got to go to that place. So let's throw it out to our listeners. 133353. Where are we going and what are we having?
I've got a mate, Robbie, and whenever you talk about where you're going, say you go to a special occasion, you say, oh, we've booked Nobu, we finally got in at Nobu. You know what that place is like. He'll go, you've got to get the miso cod.
Got to get miso cod.
And I like that because it kind of helps you know what to order. Yep. And people around Perth know all the places. Emily Taylor and Fremantle, one of my favourite places to get dumplings. Yep. But there's so much to choose from, but I want to be specific. What dumplings should I go with?
That's
right. Where you're going and what you're having.
It's such a really good one. And I remember the old Witch's Cauldron, so famous for their garlic prawns. You knew if you wanted garlic prawns, that's where you went. Katie and I had a really nice steak sandwich at the Subiaco Hotel last week, which was absolutely outstanding. So if anyone wants a good steak sandwich, maybe go check that one out.
Kevin from Beachborough, hit us. Where are we going? What are we having?
Well, we're having a Beecher's Brew down at the Beachborough Tavern.
Beachborough Tavern. And what's your hot tip for what to order or what to drink?
It's called the Beecher's Brew.
The Beecher's Brew. All right. So if I walk in there and I say, excuse me, looking for Kevin's Beecher's Brew, they'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, I'd love to invite you both down here to have one with us. That'd be great.
Mate, I'll tell you what, you've nearly tempted me. If I wasn't off doing this show for another few hours, I reckon I'd be there right now. Good on you, Kevin. Enjoy some of those Beecher's Brews.
Debbie Balladura, where are we going and what are we having?
We're going up to the Heights Bar and Bistro in Alexander Heights. And we're going to have, they do one of the best chicken parties.
Oh.
It's a beautiful chicken breast. It's juicy. It's not squished. It's not flat.
Ooh.
And either a pint of Guinness or a pint of Magner's apple cider.
Oh, I think I'm a cider
tell
and palmy
you what,
girl.
Debbie. Now, Josh Kennedy, he's retiring on Sunday. He absolutely loves a palmy. So I'm going to let him know now he's got some time to be able to go and eat more palmies because he's finishing up. We'll have to send him to
doesn't have
Alexander
to watch the skinnies. Tom from Willoughby, where are we going and what are we having?
I'm actually going to Rambler on the Swan for a gin and tonic.
Ooh, just a nice little gin and tonic, mate. As simple as that.
It's the wife's favourite, mate. You've got to do what they ask.
A little side dish to go with the G&T, Tom?
Oh, I'm sure the wife will eat something and I'll have to nibble at it, but yep. Mainly for the drink.
Feels like an oysters, maybe, with a, G&T.
Yeah, you're a Hendrix kind of guy with a cucumber?
I am, and I'm also Kilpatrick oysters.
Oh, there you go. That's a little combination. A
lot of debate around the Kilpatrick, whether or not you're a real oyster person if you like them, Kilpatrick.
Yeah, I reckon oysters are like Collingwood supporters. You either like them or you don't. You know what I mean? There's no in between. Good call there, Tom.
Thanks, Tom. John from Como, where are we going and what are we having?
I'm going this evening, going to go to a restaurant called Juniperum Bay for a 5-course truffle degustation.
What's the name of the restaurant? Sorry, John, I didn't catch that.
Juniper and Bay.
Where's that?
It's in Como.
Como.
It's in Como.
Juniper and Bay on Preston Street?
Yes, that's the one.
Ah, there you go. See, Westo's a South Perth kind of guy. He knows exactly where you're talking about. You know what, truffles this time of year are just absolutely beautiful.
Oh, that sounds...
Non-paired wine as well.
Oh, John. John. That sounds delightful.
John.
Wow, I've got leftover spaghetti bolognese in the fridge
really
here.
Really rubbing it in right now, aren't you, John?
Thanks, John.
On you, mate. Mick from Brookdale. All right, Mick, tell us, where are we going and what we're having?
Haynes Bar and Grill in Haynes. Thursdays, you got all day $16 palmies.
Yep.
And any time Freo or West Coast are playing... Siren to Siren, $5 in-house pints.
$5 in-house pints. In that place again, Mick?
Haynes Bar and Grill.
Haynes Bar and Grill. And where's
Haynes.
That?
Haynes
Bar and Grill.
In Haynes.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what? It seems to be the popular choice that people are going out for palmies.
Yes.
Like it's the Perth's best palmy search, isn't it?
And also at the Haynes, as Mick said, $5 pints West Coast and Fremantle playing. How good's that?
We've bettered the Swan draft deal that we got from Janine a little bit earlier.
Tell you what, there's places around here doing the right thing by their customers. Good call, Mick. Simon from Bassendean to finish things off. All right, Simon, tell us, where are we going, mate, and what are you having?
Just off to a mate's place, and I have just picked up a whole boneless duck from the Good Fortune Roast Duck House.
Blacks on. Mate, I hear in you. There's two Good Fortunes now. There's one in North Bridge and another one on Albany Highway in Vic Park.
Yeah, the mates are down in Canning Vale, so the car is smelling delightful.
Oh, my gosh, I can just smell that. Mm.
Mate, that is roasted duck.
I love Peking duck. Is that like when you get little wraps and a little bit of cucumber?
Well, that's what
cucumber?
You basically can do with the duck. You can make little pancakes and, gee, Simon.
I like this, Embers. I think we've got to do it again sometime because I like getting all the hints and tips from Perth people.
The lines are lit up. And you know what? There's still a lot of people that actually want to get on and tell us. So, yes, I think for the Rush Hour family to be able to know those places where people are going and what they're eating might be something in this, Danny. Good work.
Yeah, no, I really liked that. So can I throw one in there?
Yeah.
The Tiramisu from Lula La Delizia down the road in Subic.
There you go. Tiramisu.
Finish your Friday off with some of that.
There you go, if you can say it.
11, 12. It's the top three with Danny Shuey.
David Mundy retired this week. Josh Kennedy retired this week. But we're going to make the focus about JK because he is playing his final game this Sunday. So, David Mundy, stay tuned. Your top three will come soon. JK, we love him, Embers.
Yes.
We love Lauren, his wife. Beautiful family and very close to us as well. So, we want to celebrate the great man. And I'm sure you've got some special stories about him too.
Oh, so many. He's been an absolute star. I do remember this one particular time, though. He must have been in his early days when he came to the club and I invited him over for lunch. So he got over at midday, put a big cook up, like big spread. He left about 10 o'clock that night. So you can imagine we've had a couple, right? Now, he came along with his beautiful wife, Lauren
yep.
and he brought one bottle of Chardonnay, which was fine. Now, we didn't actually get around to drinking Chardonnay. We drank everything else, right? Now, at 10 o'clock came, right? He was absolutely legless. All right, Lauren said, come on, we're going home. The Uber's out the front. And he stumbled out, but on the way out, he grabbed the bottle of Chardonnay that he brought after
everything
that I gave him that whole day. Lauren just gone, are you serious, Josh? Embers has done the best feed for you today. He's
given
you
one.
All his alcohol. And you still want to take back bloody country kid he was.
Oh, my gosh. He owes you one. Now,
does,
all the stories start to come up now once someone's announced their retirement. I love it. All right, let's get into it.
three.
The third today. Now, the prelim final, 2015. So, of course, West Coast went on to play Hawthorn that year. So, West Coast versus North Melbourne in the prelim. Now, North Melbourne jumped West Coast in the first quarter.
That's right.
And 2 minutes into the second quarter, they still hadn't scored. And JK took a mark going back with the fly to the footy. He got cleaned up, but straight back onto his feet in true JK style. He played on and he kicked the first goal to get them going and win the game to go on to the granny.
Kennedy's in good position here, coming across. Oh, big collision. Look at the courage of Kennedy. He's going to play on Josh Kennedy. Mate wastes no time, runs to 45. Is this the West Coast first? Josh Kennedy, the Goldman medal winner, kicks the Eagles first. It took a quarter and 6 minutes.
Beginning of the end that moment.
It was, yes.
And it was all over from there. Now, the next one.
Two.
2014, so a year earlier, West Coast took on GWS at Subi Oval, at the old Subi Oval. And you'd know it, Embers, if I said it, but it was when he kicked 11 goals straight. So West Coast actually kicked 30 goals in a game for the first time in history. I think Lecker kicked four, Mark Lecker kicked four. Kennedy, though, front and centre with 11 goals. Yep. And now his dancing feet when he did the little foot stutter. Oh, yeah. And all every
little
broad,
Freddie Flintstone, yeah, wasn't it?
And every game, the cameras used to just zoom in and focus in on that stuttering approach to those set shots. So they locked him in on this one when he kicked 11.
Kennedy and Darling are both free. McRae looks up. He's got Kennedy. This is for 10. Kennedy, amazingly, has kicked 9 straight to the claps, to the applause. A couple of skip steps. Strikes it okay. It's drifting. He's got 10 for Mum. All eyes on Kennedy here. This is for 11.
Yes.
The claps. And he runs from 48.
Oh, look at that.
Breathtaking.
I can't say I've ever been a part of a moment like that because I've never played footy and all that, but geez, wouldn't you have loved to have been on the field with him then?
Yeah, absolutely fantastic.
The final one.
One.
2017. Round 21, West Coast take on Carlton. Now, it was a wet night.
Yep.
Kenner's kicked 6 goals, 3, and it was one of the great key forward performances of the season. And that's actually not why this is my number one.
Okay,
Embers.
Why?
Because what happened later that night went from JK coming back to ours for a quiet beer in Luke's man cave that he made. We needed garage storage and Luke turned it into a bar, but whatever. And they settled in for a night together, kicked me out. I was in there with them and they thought, well, Danny, what are you doing? This is like bro code. Get out, get out. And about 2 in the morning, I woke up and I thought, oh, no. I was like, where's Luke? They haven't gone out, have they? Like, surely not, you know, late night game. I went out the front and I could hear music. So I lifted up the man cave door because it was an old garage, old house. And there's JK and Luke. The two of them just head-banging at each other singing this song. And I tell you what, they were gone by that time. And I had to kindly say, Joshy, I think it's time to get an Uber.
Nah, good on you, Danny. And on behalf of the Rush Hour, Josh Kennedy, you're a star and good luck on Sunday. Now, Danny, when you are in a relationship, I believe that one of the most important investments that you can make is getting a new bed. All right, you're going to spend a lot of time on your new bed.
If you're in a new relationship anyway, you probably want a new bed because you don't know what's happened on that bed in the past.
That's a good point. Yes, I like that. So Katie and I have had a new bed for the past 12 months. Now, you know we are a married couple because one person's on one side, I'm on the other side, and there seems to be a bit of a mound in the middle, right? So that's pretty much sums up a new relationship, right? Now, we're having a bit of fun together at the moment, all right? We've got a baby on the way, but she came to me the other night, and she said she's thinking about changing sides of the bed. Now, do you and Luke have, you know...
Set sides,
set sides. Yeah. We all have set sides, right?
Yeah, and I don't really want to go on his side. I like where I am.
I like my side too.
Yeah.
And anyway, I was a bit sort of taken back when Katie said, I want to change sides. I said, well, why do you want to change sides? And she looked at me and she said, well, clearly your side, you don't hear the kids wake up during the middle of the night. Do you get that a little bit?
So
when
she's taking a little cheeky stab
at
you there.
She's had a little bit of a whack there by saying that there's noise during the night, whether it's the dogs or the kids, and suddenly she's the one that has to get up. Do you actually get that when your kids sort of make a bit of noise and you pretend you're asleep, hoping that Luke will actually get up?
Is there a bit Embers, of... I'm honest.
Yeah.
All the time. So the monitor for Georgia is on Luke's side of the bed. Yeah. He wants to have the monitor there. He likes the fact that he can check on his daughter at any time of the night. So it's his choice. But if that monitor goes off, well, I'm just going to sleep through it and I'm going to pretend. You want it on your side, mate.
Fair enough. You're doing
the baby monitor.
Absolutely. We've all got our own sides. And for those people that don't reckon that this is, you know, important, it is important. In fact, it's that important. Have a listen to this.
Everyone's got sides of the bed. Everybody does it. Every couple in the world. I talked to my parents about that. I was like, you guys have got sides of the bed, haven't you? And my dad was like, yeah, it's quite nice, actually. Your mum lets me have the side nearest the door so that if I need the bathroom in the night, I can just go quickly and go efficiently. And I was like, that's proper nice. That's romantic, isn't it? That's lovely. He got up, he left the room. My mum was like, it's nothing to do with the bathroom. It's if somebody breaks in, he dies first.
Now I know why Katie makes me sleep closer to the door.
It's a thing, Embers. I do the same. When we check into a hotel, I'm scared to sleep nearest the door of the hotel for that same reason, in case something was to go wrong. Yeah. I put Luke
You'd
there.
You'd rather Luke go first than you.
Yeah.
You do a better job raising the kids.
Who's spoiling the kids, Danny?
Well, look, it's not really Luke and I that spoil our kids. Maybe we do with love and with, you know, Ollie, you can have a lollipop if you do this, and then we follow through with it. That type of little innocent bribery, but other people are spoiling our children way too much.
I think it starts with the grandparents.
Yeah, my mum is the worst for it. Like every time she comes over, she's got something new for the kids.
Yeah.
So she absolutely is the worst for it. But we don't ask for it. And whilst we're really grateful for people's generosity that they show towards our kids, we're a little bit concerned that they're creating a monster.
Okay.
Because Ollie's started lately just to get a little bit like let down.
And, of course, Ollie's your three-year-old son.
Yeah, so he's nearly four. So he doesn't really get it. Like, you know, you can argue that when he gets let down, that's not really his fault because in his head he's thinking, well, hang on a second. I imagined I was going to get Lego today and they've rocked up with a beach towel.
Yes.
But I wanted Lego.
So
he doesn't
constantly getting presents from people, whether it's friends or grandparents.
Oh, Emma, someone will walk into our house and it's just, you know, those little free stickers they're giving away at Woolies at the moment.
Yeah.
People will come over with like eight of them, and that's still, although it's not a huge toy, that's still a treat for him.
Yes.
So he's being spoiled
all
the time.
And now there's an expectation that every time someone comes over, Ollie gets something.
So today, Gramps has rocked up from Melbourne. Luke's dad, we're really excited to have him stay with us. And of course, Gramps has got a little treat for them, and that's fine.
Yep.
You know, Gramps doesn't see them that often. He bought Ollie a Harry Potter costume.
Okay.
So Ollie's opened up the packet. Now, it was just the robe. Didn't come with the Harry Potter glasses, didn't come with the wand,
hat.
It just came with the robe. And I saw his little face drop. And
Where's the rest of it?
If you've seen the Harry Potter film, it was like a Dudley moment.
How many are there?
36. Counted them myself.
36! But last year, I had 37!
Yes, well, some of them are quite a bit bigger than last year.
I don't care how big they are!
No. This is what we're going to do, is that when we go out, we're going to buy you two new presents. How's that, pumpkin?
That's Dudley getting less presents than he got the year before. And I'm worried that that's what my little boy's becoming.
Oh,
I'm trying to desperately pull back on it because
Ollie,
I'm scared.
He's
for
three,
what's...
nearly four, and he's already becoming entitled.
Well, I know, and I don't know how to fix it. And I just want to put out a bit of a public service announcement that maybe Ollie, just an apple and a banana for his fourth birthday. You know, just throw something in the gift bag from around the house. Let's bring him back down to earth.
It's time.
Emily comes in. The dam has well and truly burst.
For Ember's final word.
Let's hope he doesn't sing it.
I think alone now.
All right. It's Friday. It's been a really good week. And Ember's final word now. Danny.
Yes.
You should never, ever judge a book by its cover.
You shouldn't.
No, because, you know, sometimes people can be a little bit rough around the edges, but they might be really nice on the inside. Now, I remember this time, right, when my sister brought home her new boyfriend. Now, He came in on his motorcycle, all right? He had a few tattoos, he had a few piercings, all right? His haircut was very, very sharp, rough, whatever way you want to look at it. And I remember mum and dad were like just sort of taken back a little bit. And anyway, they were sort of respectful. But when he left, they actually said, you know, to my sister, and they said, you know, dear, he doesn't look like a very nice boy. And my sister said, mum, like, come on, please. Like, if he wasn't that nice, would he be doing 500 hours of community service?
Oh, no. Do you know what sucks? I was so deeply entrenched in your story thinking, oh, your poor sister, like, what's happened to you?
And I don't know why I used my sister.
It was a gag. I don't even know why.
She's never actually dated any rough guys. She dates really good guys and married and got beautiful kids right now. But anyway, yeah. I just thought I'd just finish off on a crappy note on the Friday. Hey, have a great weekend, Danny.
I appreciate it. It was actually very good.
Good
thanks
luck
for a
to
great week.
Josh Kennedy, his last game
luck,
on
JK.
Sunday.
92.9 Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley.
There's not much better than the Triple M Rush Hour podcast. Better your bet with Tab Touch. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help on 1-800-858-858.